Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Luke, do we have some texts?
Yes, we do, Matt, this morning. And you can be like our texters. Send us a text, 844-967-2789. So first, we got our conservative friend, George, saying, the WAUK signal is coming in clear and strong, Matt. So
thank you, George.
Yeah,
my friend. Thank you very much. I'm glad it's coming and in very well here in southeastern Wisconsin.
We also got a text in from Doc. And Doc has to say, Matt, he never knew his maternal grandfather. He was gassed in France in World War I, but managed to survive with one lung until just after he was born in 1949. So commenting on that earlier story from you and your relatives that served in the First World War.
Well, God bless your grandfather, Doc. Thank you so much for calling in. Maybe your grandfather and my great uncle served in the same regiment. Mine was Jackie Brock. That was his name. That was my grandmother's, on my mother's side, maiden name. Jackie Brock was 18 or 19, got sent over there. And in those days, people used chemical weapons. And it was terrible. It burns your lungs is what it does. Russia right now is using vacuum bombs. It's not technically chemicals, but it's a fuel source and two igniters or explosives. And it sucks the oxygen out of the air. When it sucks the oxygen out of the air, your lungs collapse. It'll suck the oxygen out of you and me, and we would die on the spot. And they bombed a preschool with vacuum bombs in northeastern Ukraine. But your grandfather and my great uncle were both gassed, and your uncle, God forbid, apparently lost a lung and passed from the injury. My great uncle died very young after that. He was a cab driver. Never get his life together. And what happened was, I have no idea. My grandmother, before she passed, never filled me in on the extent of his lungs or his injuries, but he couldn't breathe, basically. I mean, he'd drive a few hours a day and then lie there gasping. So that has been outlawed by civilized nations. It's still used in Syria by the regime in Syria. They would use it in a heartbeat. And places like Russia would use it in a heartbeat if they thought they could get away with it. They're using cluster bombs. Those are outlawed. Vacuum bombs, outlawed. They also brought in a new industrial-sized flamethrower. They haven't used it yet, but all they have to do is kick open a door. There's people huddled in a subway station and incinerate them. Is there a point where people say we're not putting up with this? And let me tell you, I talked to you just briefly about Sergey Lavrov shooting his mouth off, talking about nuclear war, Dmitry Medvedev saying the same thing, Putin saying the same thing. They casually mention this stuff, and the West seems to back down. The Prime Minister of Lithuania gave a statement the other day. He said the West is afraid of Putin because they're afraid he'll start a nuclear war, even though that would be the end of Russia, too. I am somewhat concerned that Putin, if he's pressed to the max, commits suicide by cop. What is suicide by cop? That is a term used when some people, usually desperate, depressed, or mentally off people, decide to commit suicide by charging at police officers with a gun, and of course they get shot, and then that's called suicide by cop. Well, if he launches nuclear weapons, that's suicide by cop, because the sheriff on the block is us, and our nuclear weapons more effective. We have them in submarines and ICBMs and bombers, and we have long-range missiles. And bye-bye St. Petersburg, Moscow, and also bye-bye whatever spider hole Putin is hiding in right now. It's not going to come to that. Biden's a steady hand. But I have a suggestion. If you are going to back down, like now they're threatening Finland. Finland has an 850-mile border with Russia. The Finns are very libertarian. They stood against Russia for a few months back at the beginning of the Second World War when Russia was in an alliance with Nazi Germany. Believe it or not, Hitler and Stalin signed a pact to divide up Poland. And Russia thought that it was fighting the Soviets with the Nazis. That was fine with them. They're a Nazi culture themselves. But then Hitler turned on them, and he launched what's called Operation Barbarossa, invaded Russia, and then Russia started to whine, "We're with you, United States, UK, please help us, please help us." And they stopped fighting the Finns. Let me tell you something. The Finns thought they didn't need the West. Well, I'll tell you what. If that invasion hadn't occurred, Operation Barbarossa, and Russia had fought with the Nazis the whole time, Finland would have been swallowed up easily. They have this romantic image in themselves of these spidery guys on skis coming down, dressed in white as camouflage, leaping off the mountain with machine guns, and it's cool. It's great theater. It means nothing now. We have new weapons. We have missiles. And they should have joined NATO, Sweden too. Well, now they should join NATO. And these people in Russia go, well, if you do that, there'll be a military response, like Ukraine. That's what they said. And what, NATO is silent? Except saying, we decide who comes in? I think what you do is you write a letter back, knock it off. If anybody wants to join NATO, we are going to consider it. And if we let them in, and you attack them even before we let them in, you'll feel the full weight of our military. We are the adults in the room. We don't threaten nuclear war. But the fact of the matter is, what if they now say, you know, Biden, this is a matter of going all in, like in Texas Hold'em. I don't know if you play poker. I like playing poker. Texas Hold'em, one of the moves is you can bet any amount. You can just push all your chips in. I'm all in. What if you do? What if you're on the other side of that? Do you call? If you call, you could lose everything. You need a much stronger hand to call than you do to push all in yourself, because the element of the bluff is strong. Putin went all in by saying, I'm going to invade Ukraine, and if you interfere, you'll see the most horrific response militarily, meaning nuclear weapons. For us to call that bluff at that point, we should have, except that Germany wouldn't go along with it, neither would France, and you needed unanimity in the EU and the and NATO to impose these sanctions. But then Biden very smartly went all in himself. He said, if you set a boot on the ground in a NATO country, we respond with our full American military. That is all in. Well, now we did not expect, and Germany and France didn't expect, that they intended genocide. The thought was they were going to go into the Donbass and take a few towns. If they are simply going to level Kyiv and level all these cities, sit back like Grozny in Chechnya, or in Syria, so that it is all rubble and they kill all the civilians. I mean, at what point do you intervene? What if they decide I'm going to slaughter 40 million people? I think you do, and I think the way to reverse this on all in is to say, we said we're not going to go in, and that's our intent, but it was not with the idea that you would commit genocide. And if we study this and think you're committing genocide and war crimes, we will go in to stop that part of it, which, by the way, would entail bombing that convoy that's outside of the city and imposing a no-fly zone. That's going all in back in. What does Putin do then? The problem is Putin has to be taken out. He has to be eliminated. That will be the subject of some discussion and some tact and some news on that, quite frankly, in the second hour. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.